Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis, and we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we, Mitzvah Shem, are going to conclude Simen Shin Hei, which dealt with many of the halachos of what an animal can wear out on Shabbos, and begin Shin Vav. So we finish off with the last Se'if, Sif Chaf Gimel. The Mechaber tells us, Mutar Limsar Sus O Pered O Chamor Leroa En Yudi. On Shabbos, you're allowed to give over your horse or your donkey or your mule to a goyisha shepherd to go and pasture your animal, to go graze your animals. And even though he's obviously going to be using your animals on Shabbos over here, there is no concern over here. It is permissible to do this. Kivan, why? Since the Shalom Midas Yisrael, anything that he's doing over here, he's not doing it for you and with your knowledge. The Ein Mantim L'Schirus Mimenu. You, as the Jewish person, are not, in fact, waiting to receive any money from this non-Jewish person for his using your animal. So he's doing it without, so to say, your knowledge, and you're not getting any benefit from what he's doing. He's not paying you for that right to do work with the animal. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ayin Ches, wrote Solomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, the Lekach Mutter Limsor Lechatchil B'Shabbos, that's why you can even give it over on Shabbos. The Roe Mirsas Lehishtamish B'Shabbos, because this non-Jewish shepherd over here, who is being paid to pasture your animal, and is not paying you to be allowed to use the animal, so he's going to be afraid to use the animal because he'll lose his job. You won't give it to him next time, or you will make him be punished because he used your animal without permission. Because you could take him to court and threaten him in some way, financially or possibly even personally, for using your animal without permission. All he had permission to do was to graze your animal. And therefore he has this mirsis. Mirsis means a fear factor. And therefore he won't do something because he's afraid to do so. Because it wasn't given over to him to do work with, it was only given over to him to pasture. However, aval, Lahaskir ulahashil le'eno Yehudi. But for you to rent it or for you to loan it to the non-Jewish person, then it would be osur to do so. Afilu imas ne'imo shetanur b'Shabbos. Even if you make a condition that he's not allowed to work the animal on Shabbos. Ukidileo b'simen reish me'envov siv gimel. We've already learned these halachos previously. The kivin shahaskir lo limlocha eno mirsis kol kach. Since you have rented it to him in order to do work, you've loaned it to him in order to do work, so therefore, ain't no mirsis. He has no fear whatsoever. What are they going to do? They're going to catch him doing work with it? He's allowed to do work with it. So therefore, even though he said he would not do work with it on Shabbos, there is no fear factor because he can't be taken to court in their courts because he rented it or he borrowed it for the purpose of doing work. The rest of the week, they're not going to say he did something wrong by doing work with it on Shabbos. And in fact, a non-Jewish person will say, Ki Yomar Belibo, Biad Yom HaShabbos, Era LeHosif Lo, Lefi Erech HaMagil Yom. And in fact, the non-Jewish person will say, well, listen, I paid him $100 for the week, I'll pay him an extra $20 for the usage that I had on Shabbos. And likewise, even if he borrowed it, he said, I'll do him a favor in return that will make up for my doing work on Shabbos. Again, there'll be no fear factor over here. In fact, he'll give himself a heter to say, well, I'll pay for it, I'll make it up to him. Masha Ein came bezeh, as opposed to in our case, where he's only having it to pasture the animal. He doesn't have the right to do work with it. He only has the right to pasture it. There, in that situation, he will have a fear factor. He will not go and do any work with the animal, even if he's willing to pay for it, because he knows, since he has no permission to do so, he could get into a lot of trouble, and he therefore will not be willing to and will be afraid to go do any work with it. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Masha Kosav Mechaber Dim Roei V'chulei. The Mechaber is going to tell us that even if you see him doing work in the next line, then in that situation, if he tells you he's going to do work, you have to protest and say, please, you're not allowed to do work with my animal. And that's what the Mechaber says right now. We can read that Mechaber right now. If you do see the non-Jewish shepherd over here who's only allowed to pasture your animal, doing work with it on Shabbos, you must protest. Moche biyado. The issue foot number 45 brings down, even if you don't see him doing work, but you know that there's the potential that he might do work without your permission on Shabbos, he suggests, based upon the Shelus and Shuvas HaRivash, that you should in fact be mafkir the animal technically for Shabbos, so even if he does work, you won't be over the Issa of Shisus Behemto. He also brings out from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shekivin Sheikra Mitzvah Shvisas Behemto Eino Sheyashgichu Habalim Ala Behemah Shetanuach. It's not an obligation for you to make sure that your animals rest, but it's an obligation on the owner that he should not cause the animal to do work on Shabbos. In this situation, Shechayev Zu Eino Meikra Adin Elochum Mebovat, this, that you should not keep the animal in your possession, should just be mafkir the animal, it's really a chumrah. And the purpose of this chumrah is to put your mind at rest that your animal is not doing any work on the situation on Shabbos, even in a, quote, permissible way that you're not over Shisa Shabbos. In the Baragola, on the side, he brings down that there are many other dinim in regards to an animal that can be seen in different simonim. For example, the dinim of riding on an animal will be in Simon Reish Samach Vav. To pay for an animal, that's in Shin Lamed Beis. And the feeding of an animal, that's in Simon Shin Chof Dalet. Finally, the Ramah concludes Simon Shinhei with the following: Hagah, the Kol Shekain, certainly, the Ein Lachush Sharo Yotzi Osochutz L'Tchum. You don't have to be concerned that the shepherd who's pasturing your animal might take it outside the Tchum, because even if he does, the Hotchum and the Rabbanon, the whole concern over here would only be a Din the Rabbanon, and you don't have to be concerned about this. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nayin Test tells us, Ba'afilum hu roe ein tzorech limchos. And even if you see he's going beyond the tchum, you don't have to protest to him. The davko lo tzio biyadayim osa v'chanal, that only you can't go take it out with your hands, and you're not doing so in this situation. V'kolze, and this all is kisha'enu yehudi motzio miyatzmo. That's if the non-Jewish person is doing it for his own. There's good pasture over there, and it's easy for him to pasture the animals over there. Abul etzavoso b'shabes lo tzio chutz l'tchum lirosham. But if you tell him, on Shabbos, there's good pasture over there, go pasture the animals over there, even though you're not doing it with your hands, that is a problem. And I am the Prima Gadam, Shemistapik, was there, the Nochon Lahachmi. The Prima Gadam says maybe this is considered an Isser, maybe it's not, and one is certainly much better off being Machmir. And this is, in fact, the King Kosa B'chai Adam, that you should be Machmir. Dishavut number 46 says, there may be, therefore, since it's only a Suffolk over here, if there's a tremendous Hefsid, there may be a permissibility to be makel in this situation. However, he writes, you certainly shouldn't go and tell the Nochri, go and take the animal beyond the Tchum and pasture it there. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, based upon the reason that we just brought down, if you're bringing your oxen to another place to be sold, also limsor lehem b'Shabbos, you shouldn't give them over to the shepherd on Shabbos. Afilu imkotzatz imo'ena yudi kvar al zeh ha'inyon kodem Shabbos, even if you arranged all of this before Shabbos, because this is as if dehavi kemas imo l'ho l'chutz l'tchum, because it's as if you've arranged beforehand that he should go and take them outside of the tchum. However, avil limsor lo b'erev Shabbos, but if you give it to him on erev Shabbos, he has it already in his possession, he's pasturing it already on Erev Shabbos, afilu miyolichenam b'Shabbos chutz l'sholosh parsos, even if on Shabbos he would go take it outside a three parsa, a parsa is 4 mil, so it's a, over here, 12 mil area, which according to some is in fact an issa daraisa, so then shari. Even in this situation, it would be permissible. And Tishuvot number 47 brings down the reasoning behind this is, Shein lochush over here, you don't have to be concerned. Shiotzi etzenoches abeim mechutz l'kimon parsoz. So he brings that from the Mordechai. Sheged der hamitzah shel shvisas behema, he shelo tase habeim melocha. Because the whole iser shvisas behema is really that your behema should not do any melocha. And therefore, v'lochein eino mitzuva al shvisas habeima meyisur tchumim. Because technically, there is no prohibition in your animal going outside the tchum. That's not called melocha. And the real iser over here of shvisas behemto is the animal doing work. That's forbidden. But for the animal to go technically outside the tchum, while you can't do that or tell the guy the rabbanon to do that, there is no real isser involved over here. Finally, we conclude this beautiful simon with Sivkot and Pei in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh machmirim medover shol limsol v'Shabbos. There are those that say you shouldn't give it to the non-Jewish person if he's going to take it outside the tchum on Shabbos. And the ha'olam noagim kayom heta bedover. However, the Velt is makel in this, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Shaarat Zion os ayin zayin that this is based upon the Knesset Hagdola. However, the Chofetz Chaim himself says lo yodati kavanoso. I'm not sure why. Im afilu kishiyodeh shiotzia chutz l'tchum. Oh, the Mairi Bistoma. Is this heter over here that we just said the Velt is Makel today, is that's only if you know he's going to take it out, or if you don't know that he's going to take it out, and he does take it out, then we're not Machmir. So he doesn't answer what exactly the Knesset Hagdola is talking about. With that, we conclude Simen Shin Hei, and we begin Simen Shin Vav. Be'eza chafeitzim mutu ledaber b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person is not allowed to talk weekday things, and a person has to keep his mouth holy on Shabbos. And this is based upon a pasuk in Yeshaya, And that's how the Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, this pasuk over here that tells us that you have to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bidding on Shabbos and not your bidding on Shabbos, so it means Chafotzecho Asurim, your things are prohibited to a certain extent on Shabbos, Afilu B'davar She'ena Oseh Shum Melacha, even when there is no, of not one of the 39 Av Melachos or the Toldos that are being done in a non-permissible way. Nevertheless, Mimso Chetzcha tells us that you still can't do certain things on Shabbos. For example, what are some of these things that you can't do? Kigon, Shema'ayin Nechosov Liros Matzorich Lemochar. You go to check out your field. Oh, I need to plow this area. I need to build that fence. I need to do this work over here tomorrow. You're not doing it today. But on Shabbos, you're looking to see what needs to be done on Sunday or during the rest of the week. And that's not permitted. Oh, alternately, Leilech LePesach HaMedina, to go to the entranceway into the state. For example, you go into the city limits, you go into the entranceway into the city. And why would you do that? Because you want to get out of town right after Shabbos and go to the bathhouses there outside the town. So you walk right up to the city limits, right up to the city gates on Shabbos. Your purpose is to get to the bathhouses immediately after Shabbos. So that's also forbidden. Likewise, v'chein ein machshichim, you're not allowed to go wait ala tchum, by the edge of the tchum, liskor poalim, to go and hire workers. So you can't go until the edge of the tchum where you're allowed to walk, so you'll be much closer to where the workers are and be able to hire the workers right after Shabbos ends by being able to reach them faster. All of these things are not permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Aleph, V'davko, one of these things prohibited, hecha deminkara milsa. That's when it's recognizable that you're doing so. For example, kigon sha'omed etzel sodeyu hatzricha charisha. You go out to your field that needs to be plowed, oktzira or reaped, v'chayotzi b'zeh. And it's clear in any of these situations or any one like that that that's why you're doing this. The min karadover, it's recognizable sha'omed shom la'ayim b'tzrocha, that the only reason you're going over there is to see what needs need to be done after Shabbos. Or v'chein leilech u'lahachshicha pesach abedina. Likewise, if you're going to the city limits over here, to the entranceway or exitway from the city, kivin shederech shamar chotz shom, since the bathhouses are over there, chutz l'medina, right outside the city or the state over there, somuch l'pesach abedina, right near where you're going. So it's recognizable, niko shalitzorech hamer chutz machshich. The only reason you're going over there is because you want to get to the bathhouses as fast as you can after Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avolim lo min karmilsa, it's not recognizable. People take walks there all the time. People go take a nice spatzira up there. Then, hu bichlal hira, then it's only that you're thinking of your chetzucha, and ba'asokov, hira ba'asokov is mutter, and thinking about your business needs, that is permissible, but not doing something physically about it. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that what we just said is based upon the Magen Avraham and as well the Shagas Aryeh. And in the Bir Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, in Dibra Masko, Shema Ayin Nechosav, V'chulei, Olelech V'chulei, he brings down that that which we said over here is based upon the Magen Avraham and the Shaar HaChon, which is the Shagas Aryeh and others, who agree with what we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. However, here the Chavetz Chaim brings down that this is not like the opinion of the Chai Odom. Shehechmir bazeh b'chol gabni. He is very strict and says even if it's not recognizable that you're going there for your business, you're not allowed to do this. And he wants to suggest in the Nishmas Odom, where he has a very long arichus about this, that this is actually totally in a machlokas. That the opinion of the Magen Avraham is the opinion of the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva. But, however, the opinion of the Chai Odom is the Rambam and the Smak who disagree. And the Chafetz Chaim goes through a long discussion over here, but he concludes at the end that that's not necessarily the way that you have to learn it, and you don't have to learn out that the Rambam and the Smag are actually in disagreement over here. And he says, therefore, that is why Alkein Sosamti Kedas Kol Hachronim Shetiku Kediri HaMogen Avraham. He paskins over here, like the Stam position of the Mogen Avraham, that this is only Osir if it's recognizable, Minkur Milsa, that he's going there for his business needs, but it's not Osir if it's not recognizable as such. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Beis writes that you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum and wait there to be able to hire out workers. He says the reasoning is, Hainu, lekarev atzmo b'Shabbos atzof ha-Tchum, that you're going there right at the end of Shabbos to be right by the edge of the Tchum, ulahachshuk shom, and wait there till Eish Shabbos, and this way, sheyekarv limokom ha-poalim l'sochum b'motzi Shabbos, that you'll be able to go and hire workers out right when Shabbos is over. But Tom, the reason is the Kol Dover should also lasos with Shabbos, because something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, afilu hu isum midivrei sofrim, also lahachshich bishvilo. Something that you can't do yourself on Shabbos, even if it's only a derabbanon, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum and wait there to do this after Shabbos is over. That's the understanding. The issue footnotes 1 through 5 basically discuss specific details of this. The issue footnote 1 brings down, Kein kisha omed liyad ginoso kidei lishlosh peros, when you're standing in your garden to see which fruits need to be taken down or which grasses need to be cut on Matzah Shabbos, so that's forbidden. The only reason to be standing over there is to see this. The issue number 3 brings down, however, on Shabbos to go walk and see an apartment that you might be able to buy from a non-Jewish person, so that actually is permitted. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that that's mutter because we have a general rule, the importance of reclaiming and buying land in Eretz Yisrael, since there is no Issa Daraisa actually in Memkaru Memchar, it's all Isurim Derabanan. The rabbis never instituted this when it came to purchasing land in Eretz Yisrael. Dishfut number 4 brings down, Ulahachshich al atkum shelo, she'enu atkum shel kol bnei yir. Your tchum happens to be different than the rest of the city's tchum, so Shlomo Zalman says, in that situation as well, it's not recognizable that your tchum is different, so that would be permissible. Dishfut number 5 says, if you went in fact and were machshich, so Shlomo Zalman brings down, she'nirish she'enu tzorich lahamtin b'motzi Shabbos shir kidei shiyasu. You don't have to wait the amount of time that it would have taken you to have gotten there after Shabbos. Normally we have a concept of Kedesh Yasu, you have to wait a certain amount of time after Shabbos to have allowed you to do the thing that you did incorrectly on Shabbos. After Shabbos, he thinks it might be permissible. However, he brings down that not everybody agrees so, Tzorach Iyim, because the Chidush Aram seems to suggest that you do have to wait. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avo machshich al ha-tchum ulohavi behemto, but you are allowed to go to the edge of the tchum and wait there in order to go get your animal. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot and Gimel, Davshi omed es atam michutz l'tchum, even though the animal is outside the tchum. And technically on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring it inside. V'yev sholah via b'Shabbos, because the animal's tchum is, it's your tchum, and he's outside your tchum. Mikomokom lo mikrei zeh machshich b'shul dover osur. Technically, that's not called the dover osur. Why not? Kiven shimhayu burginin. If they were over here, these huts called burginin, heim sukos hashomim. These are huts that watchmen used to stay in. And they were smuchim zelazeb, besok shivim amav arba tvachim. If they were, in fact, close enough to each other, they were every 70 and two-thirds amav. Four tvachim is two-thirds of an amav, distant from each other, so that extends the tchum. Hayamutu la'aviya. You actually could go and get the animal. Afilo em nimshach biofen zeh kama milin misofir. Even if this extended out several mil, several kilometers outside the city, mishum the cause of shayach lir, because you now change the tchum and it's all considered connected to the city. The kivin sheish lo takan to ayde burgin, and since you technically could have done this, lekach mutu lahachshich afilu belog burgin, and therefore you're allowed to do this even if there are no burgin over there, because the lo osur hachachsha ela bishul dover she efshul limtzot takan to liyasa. The only time you're not allowed to go and wait till dark by the edge of the tchum to do something is if there was no permissible way to do it on Shabbos. But here there technically was a permissible way to do it on Shabbos, so therefore there is no such isser. Finally, the Mechaber brings down a Yesh Omrim, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dal explains that this is really not a Yesh Omrim. This is Kuliyama Modem. Everybody agrees to this thing that he's going to mention right now. Why does he say Benokat Loshon Yesh Omrim? He says this is the normal way that the Mechaber writes. Mibnei Shekein Derech HaMechaber B'mokum Shalonim So Din Zeh Mefurish B'Shar Poskim, where it's not explicitly stated, but everybody agrees to it. He uses the terminology of Yesh Omrim. What is this Yesh Omrim? Shin Ein HaBehema Yechol Alel HaBaraglayim. If the animal is not capable of walking on its own feet, for example, Kikon Shu Tolek Cotton, it's a very small little sheep, eino rasha lahachshich. Then in that situation, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum, even though for other animals you would be allowed to go to the edge of the tchum, here you're not. The reasoning is, deino rasha lahavi. You can't go and bring that animal, the osu letalto balechayim she muksim, because this animal is muksa, because it can't travel on its own, and therefore you can't do something on Shabbos to wait by the tchum till Shabbos is over for something that you can't do on Shabbos. The Rama adds, Hagav, who adin, the osur, letaya limso suso svina o koron lotzisbo. Likewise, you can't go out there to go and find a horse or a boat or a wagon for you to go on. And he brings us down in the name of the Mordechai. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey writes, Rots lomar, afilu hoyu mechitzos shleimos. Even if there are mechitzos over there, hoyu osur akoponim mishu muktzah. Even if there's no problem of carrying the animal is muktzah. V'nimshu shu machshich mishul dover osur lasas v'shabbos v'osur. And as we said, this is something that was forbidden to do on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum and wait until after Shabbos is over for something that you can't do on Shabbos itself. Sivkot and Vav, v'gam bazeh ein isu mishu mimtzo chavtzucha. You're not allowed to go over here and we said, go and find a horse or a boat or a wagon. You can't do that, because this is also osur, only kishenikar hadavar shemiskavim l'tzrocha, only if it's recognizable what you're doing, o kishemachshich avur zeh b'sof etchum, and you're doing this at the end of the tchum. Avol im eino nikar, rak holich l'tav, but if it's a place that people normally go and take a shpatzir, shari, af shedato iluk zeh limso susuch adomet, and it is permissible, even though you're going there for this type of work. Yishuvot number 7 says that if you could have gone another way, so then it's also Lasos Kain, because then it's not clear that you're doing it just for the Tiyul, you're doing it clearly then for the work. With this, we conclude today's shir.